The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Here we go again, another week. So I hope you had a really good holiday season if you celebrate. I hope you're anxious to talk to us today or hear from us, see what we're talking about. We have several topics that we want to cover. Before we get to them, just tell you a little bit about the background of how we reached to where we are today. So my journey began many, many years ago, as far back as I can remember. I was probably 3 years old, the first memory I have. And throughout the time that we're going to be talking to each other, you're going to be listening to me, I will tell you segments of my life that's happened over the years. You know, I want to just throw it out there, you know, to see spirits that passed away years after they've passed. It's not the kind of thing you want to talk about to everybody. But now that I'm a part of it, I can relate to it and I can understand why we were doing this. Every step of your way from day one until where you are today is actually very well calculated for you to live the life you're living right now. Having said all that, quick question I want to throw at you so you have something to think about as the show continues, and you can give us your feedback on it. The question is, when you pray, do you believe the slaves and the master is praying to the same creator? Do you believe the slave and the master prays to the same creator if you're a praying person? Okay. So we're going to touch on those. Today, we're going to talk about awakening. We're also going to talk about that you're never alone. We're going to talk about the original source that exists. We're also going to talk about the connectivity to the one family, one family. Another big one we're going to talk about is meditation. You have to learn and start meditating. You should learn and start meditating. It's a part of your journey. Okay, so let's turn it over to Mary.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Barrington Show. And, okay, Barrington, you were talking, the first topic I'm thinking is awakening. Is that right?
What that you is want accurate. To talk
about first? Okay, so we're talking about awakening, and this is our ability as we raise our vibration across the world as a people coming together, that we raise our vibration to allow our inner design, our inner system to really get into higher levels of awareness. So we can tap into more intuitive, more intuitiveness, more wisdom, pure consciousness.
That's the word right there. Okay. To awaken to a higher consciousness.
And as we're awakening, we're beginning to understand that we really are one family, and that inwardly we have been this one family from the very beginning of creation, this one love, this one source. And as we have evolved and developed to be here in a physical body, we are now understanding that we are interconnected. We are never alone within ourselves. So as we sort of work this information from the inside of ourselves to the outside of ourselves through self-love, we're able to understand how to love everyone around us and to really let go of anything that is untrue, inaccurate.
As you become more familiar with connectivity, and again, this is why we want to put you through a path of meditation. When you learn that you're actually connected to everybody, to everything, that you're part of this universe, and you're just as important as everyone else, when you learn connectivity, you'll understand that we are just one family. Everybody here, we're connected to each other, and we're just one family. So like I said last show, love that neighbor as you would your own brother, because he is you and you are him or her. You are connected to everyone as one family.
Okay, so through meditation, because I know that you're a huge fan of meditating, that what we're able to do is to still ourselves, to check inwardly, to allow the energies within our own physical body to arrange itself, to tap into that intuitiveness and to be able to get at those higher vibrations, because we will eventually come together as one vibrational frequency and recognize that this is what we have built into our system through our genetics, through bloodlines, through the one source that we were originally created within. So the idea with the meditation, just so I'm helping people to understand why you want us to meditate, is to be able to release the energies of inaccuracy, to release any tiredness so that we can get into those higher vibrations, any soreness, stiffness within the physical body, because we're helping it to heal and to let go.
Once you get into meditation and you learn the proper form or how to meditate, it's almost like you're detoxing the brain. You know, the meditation is connecting you to the world. It's connecting you to everything. So it's almost like a rejuvenation process that you go through.
If you're raising your vibration, you can't hold on to the lower vibrations.
Inevitably, you will raise your vibration. You're becoming more connected. This is why I'm saying the first step into this. There's a lot of ways to approach it. But I think if you were to learn how to meditate, you will then see the result in every aspect of your life.
And everyone's meditation can be unique to themselves. It's not always what someone puts in a book or tells you in the public. You may have a way to meditate that's absolutely perfect for you. And I'm just going to address Michelle here, and then I'm going to ask you, Barrington, what happens when you meditate. Hello, Barrington and Mary. Yes, I do believe that both the slave and the master pray to the same God. Of course, the answer or answers that they hear are dependent upon what the prayer wants to hear. If we believe in the Christian God, we are all the same. So the prayers are directed to one God. Love your radio show, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. That's good. However, if we are praying to that one God, one source, one creator, who is he answering? Like, whose prayer is being answered? I can't see the slave saying, okay, keep me humble, make me a good slave. I can't see that happening. So if we're talking to somebody or some source or entity out there that is governing our lives, I think we would all pray for fairness and equality and justice and freedom and happiness and love and
prosperity. You
know, prosperity. I think we would pray for that, not to be a good slave. So the reason I brought up the question is simply to say, is there one creator or is there several creators?
Are we not because we are the one source, are we not creation creating itself over and over again, rebirthing, replenishing, rejuvenating? Are we not creator creating?
We're all creators.
Because we're part of it. We're not separate from it. And that's why being here on the earth right now and being able to release that which is not true, that is built on having our innocence covered or camouflaged, is what you say in your book, Awaken Ascension Guide. So if you look back far enough through all of our history, at one point or another, innocence was betrayed or covered. You know, as we're trying to get along with everyone, that may help us to understand how to be a little more gentle, because we haven't had the experiences that, you know, someone at work or a neighbor, a brother, sister, whoever has had, that has really, quite honestly, covered their innocence. And through control systems that are not accurate, through establishments that lead us in certain directions that are really limiting and controlling, that's where the person, the being, the soul needs to redirect. And we want to share information that helps you to have discernment and to do the research to really find out the facts, because you're at a part of your evolution where you really are being asked to release that which is not true and to be exactly what you are without that cover, without that camouflage on you. So I'm not saying that everyone has it. However, we need to address each other's innocence and to be very fair and kind towards what has happened there. And we don't know if we were not there having those same experiences. So to be gentle is important right now, even if that means removing yourself from any negativity, because it is not what you are all about and it is not what you're here for. And if that is possible, simply releasing yourself and not being a part of that will help you to settle and not to be emotional and to take it all personally, because it is just the cover. It's the camouflage. It is inaccuracy, because if someone is being negative toward you or talking negatively about you, we know as one family, as one love and one source, that this is not true, because you have been created perfectly, perfectly and uniquely for you.
There's a lot of, we're going to talk about some of the things that's in the book, and we're going to give you the email address again and Instagram in a minute. Where we are today, we were led there based on information that was given to us. Was it accurate? Was it inaccurate? Was it because of greed, money, power? Whatever it is that landed us where we are today, we're going to try to figure out how to undo the untruth behind all of that. We want you to be your best self. And part of just realizing that your path is for you, this is what we're trying to get you to get rid of, the negativity that may have been a part of your existence till now.
And you're allowing yourself to be exactly what you are, and that is uniquely made in a very special way. So you can be creative with yourself and be intrigued and curious about what you actually are from the very source beginning to this point in your life experiences, and every experience you have had has led you up to what you are working with right now. And for some, it's made them who they are. However, you want to make sure that you're being you. Okay, Barrington, I have Patty here, and perhaps you can address this. Hello, this is what Patty is emailing to us. Hello, I do think that any slave asked their God to be a good slave. I think that they asked God to end slavery, which it did in America in the late 1800s. However, slavery is still active in other countries in the world. So I do not think that any slave asked their God to be a good slave. This is Patty's comment. Would you like to address this, Barrington?
Patty, the idea or the question I asked wasn't so much about slavery. We're trying to get into, do we have separate creators? If the slave is asking to be, and this show is not about slaves or masters, it's just, we're just asking that question to give you an idea as to say we're single entity. We're one family. Therefore, we have to have one creator. The reason I brought in the slave and the master is I think, you know, I would choose to be the master based on what I've seen. I don't know that anybody would choose to be the slave based on what we've seen. Therefore, I don't know that anybody's going to pray to be a good slave. Like, how does that work? You know what I mean?
Why would you choose to be a master? Because you're going to turn it all around so there is no slavery? Because I know you, and I know your people have come from slavery. So
Based on the whole idea of the slave and the master, we're talking about this stuff that's not, it's wrong. We're going the wrong way with this.
I think
one.
You're prompting people think in two directions so that they can make a decision, because you're saying, is there more than one creator, because we have the slave master and the slave praying, or are we all from this one source?
Because we're all from one source, and I said that because we're going to indicate that we're all from one source, and we're not talking about slaves and master. That's not what this show is all about. We're not going down that road. We're talking about one creator. But if you had to listen to what's going on and you were the slave, I think you'd pray for freedom, and that creator would free you. Or you'd pray for prosperity, and you would get that. The master at the same time would be praying for you to be humble. And how would that work? You can't have those two things working with the same God. You'd, like, you know, which team do you pray for to win the game?
That's why I believe in what you're talking about, as far as when you go back far enough and you peel back all the layers and all the camouflage, what we have is us coming from the original source and then having experiences that originally were fear-based, and they became controlling. And the slave master is now covered, camouflaged. He's not in his true self. He's not at his true source. And that's why he's acting and behaving the way he is. So once you take away the camouflage from that person, which is how he was directed and controlled to be that way. I bet you when that person was a little boy or a little girl, they were innocently playing and behaving naturally as we are born to be. And as they are taught specific belief systems, they begin to rule over others as they're directed or told to do so. We have to peel back the layers.
And that's what the whole training thing is about. Baby step, because you are where you are now because of the journey that you've been on. Okay, so again, we're going to go to an email that we've got right now.
Okay, so we have Jade here. And Jade is, hi, Barrington and Mary. And this is her email message or question. Love your radio show and found your book to be fabulous. Barrington, your book goes into great detail about meditation and helped me so much. Thank you. Mary, you mentioned pure consciousness. Could I have more information to know what that means? Pure consciousness, I believe it's the highest level of awareness that we can receive. It is us in our true form, understanding all that is, infinite, everlasting. And we have a way through our very existence, how we're formed, how we're made, to tap in to this pure consciousness, which dwells quite frequently or easily within the pineal gland. This is what some people call super consciousness or being fully awake. When you meditate, when you focus on living healthy and happy, when you really are seeking truth, you're seeking sacred truth, and you are being your best self, your vibration naturally goes up to a higher level of awareness. As this happens, you become more aware of what I'm calling pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is the ability to know everything, to have everything available, and to be aware of it because it's already inside of us. We came here knowing where we came from.
Everything about human life.
Yes, and it's inside of us. The cosmos are inside of us. And Barrington tells us in the same, in a measurement that is, tell me what that is, Barrington, how what's on the outside is a measurement of what's on the inside on a smaller scale.
Yes, exactly. Everything that you are, the body, the whole makeup of that person is a reflection of the entire universe. And we're directly proportionate to that. You know, the 80% water in us, same 80% water that's on the planet or the earth or the, the silver and
the
all
salts, the minerals,
salt,
the elements,
minerals, the sugar. We're all made up. So you can consider yourself being a small mini version of the universe because you're made up of that same source.
The sky.
The whole sky. Yeah, everything.
Universe limits
that you
my
are
brain.
Sky. Without limit. The sky. If you feel better saying the sky. So we're just little portions of it. The wisdom that exists also exists within you. We're saying you could go into your meditative states and tap into this unlimited source.
Which is pure consciousness.
Pure consciousness.
Which is our cosmic dawn.
It brings you to that higher level. But you have to go in and settle the brain down, and that's what the whole concept is all about. Now, a part of what I want to say in Jade's question is the brain will settle down when you learn how to meditate.
And your vibration will go up, which allows you to enter into greater awareness. You have to get your vibration up, and meditation is the easiest way to do that.
The easiest
and
way
eating
that,
well.
The easiest way that I've found to do that.
Yeah, okay.
And eating well. And the easy method is to sit still, breathe in, breathe out. Concentrate on the air coming in, the air going out, and stay with that. The longer you're able to do it, we're not saying go sit down and do this for half an hour, 45 minutes.
Advanced you can.
Advanced
to begin
you
with
can.
Maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
If you are starting, yes, I would say go in and try this for 3 to 5 minutes. And don't worry about the thoughts that's going through your mind. Just don't run along with them.
Okay. And your book, I just want to mention your book, is available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com and some of the chapter stores. Barrington's book is named Awaken, Ascension Guide. And give a read. It's a beautiful little book to learn more about raising your vibration and how to be curious, entertain the thought that you are something very special, I believe, from the cosmos. That's my thought on all of this. And that you can tap into what you are and use those intuitive systems that you have built in you to better guide your life and to help you to be really, truly healthy and happy.
We just got another email, and they're and they're asking, how long should you meditate? Well, if you're just a beginner, it's going to be hard. You have to adjust your lifestyle to be able to sit still and just feel the vibration. Start out. Give yourself 3 minutes to start, you know, and do it as often as you can. When you're an expert, you could meditate for hours.
I meditate up to 3 hours a day,
right,
because of what I do for a profession as an intuitive and
right,
as a guide and et cetera, for the readings and that I do. So for me, it's essential because it's part of my lifestyle. It's also part of my career choice. You can begin with 3 minutes. What you want to be doing is allowing the busy thoughts, like what you're going to get at the grocery store and what you need to do later on with the kids or whatever that is. You want those thoughts to just float in and float out while you are relaxing your body through breathing and taking in a nice deep breath that feels natural to you. So you don't want to force a deep breath when you're beginning to meditate. If it's there, it's there. So as you're breathing in, your rib cage and your stomach should be expanding. And as you're releasing your breath, your rib cage and your stomach should be releasing. And then another beautiful, gentle breath in. As you focus on your breath, it helps you to release that busy thought process that's going on in your brain if it's happening. Okay, so we have an email here from Susan. Okay, she types, "Hi, this is a very interesting radio show. What a thought process. What book? Is there a book about, is there a book about all of this? How can I get it?" Yes, there is. Again, the book is called Awaken Ascension Guide by Barrington, and it is available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. Go ahead, Barrington.
I was going to say, it covers a lot more than just the meditation.
Oh,
you want to know that this book is not just about meditation. We're talking about meditation today because we want you to start the journey.
Optimum health and happiness. How to sleep well.
Yes. There's
how
a whole bunch of topics
well.
That's in there. If you do get the book, it'll spell it out. It'll
healing
it
energies.
You. Yes. Your healing chart, which we're going to touch on later.
That is actually
today.
In the third book.
the third book
that we're working on. Yeah, you jumped ahead there.
The healing chart.
So there are more books coming
out. It's going to tell you how to heal yourself.
Your path of enlightenment.
Yes.
Your energy signature, which is the living record of what you are and all of your experiences. Because we're made of energy and energy is infinite, our energy is also a representation of our story, our legacy. So when you meditate, you can actually ask to have a connection with your energy signature, which is, again, I call your living library.
Which will happen. The more you meditate and the better you get at it and the more you're comfortable with it in your lifestyle, you will inevitably rise to that level of consciousness. It will happen.
Yes. Okay, we have an email here from Aman. And Aman is... I'm trying to see where our listeners are from. I guess it's just if they tell us. Hoping you had a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate that. Any insights for New Year's resolutions? Thank you. Now that's loaded. Okay, I'm going to just give a couple tips here, but we have to also take into consideration your lifestyle, what it is right now for you. So you want to be focusing on you being your best self in 2020. And the little tiny baby steps, the little arrangements that you make, because it doesn't have to be a big giant boom all at once. Small steps that
baby
bring,
steps.
Yes, that help you to eat a healthier diet if that's what you want to have, to change your lifestyle and you want to be focusing on gorgeous raw vegetables and fruits to help to bring your vibration up, hydrating your body with water, eating and storing your food and your beverages in containers that are not full of chemical or toxins. You want to also help yourself to get some rest, even if it's just a few extra moments a day to start with. Barrington talked about last week where he added a half an hour on, and then after a while he added another half an hour on to getting to bed earlier, and that helped him to have better sleep and to have better rest. We also want to talk about moving the body, even if it's a walk in nature 3 to 4 times a week or once a day. That's another great New Year's resolution. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And that self-love movement, we really want to get that happening, because once you learn how to love yourself fully, like you would someone else that you want to have in your life, when you start loving yourself and you understand what that is, you can better offer that and provide that to the outer world. And we got to look at that a little bit more about self-love and the self-love movement, because you're entitled to love yourself.
The question about the New Year's resolution, I think that's a fantastic idea, but I also think it's very personal to the individual. It's stuff in your life that you're trying to make a commitment to you that you want to fulfill. I can't help you with that. What I can say, in the new year, start a brand new and get on a path of something that you want to do for the rest of your life and just stay with it. Just remember it's important to you, like your meditation, your exercise, your great diet, your being kind to everybody, the true love that you feel for yourself. We want you to get on that path. The New Year's resolution, I hear that within days that's broken. So I don't feel it.
I feel it. I've done it. I've been there. And I understand that, okay, I can help with this. When you begin to have a new thought, the thought goes into the lower part of the brain. And when you have that thought just a few times, it's not very strong because you're creating new neurons. Eventually, those thoughts run up through into the pleasure zones that are in the front of the brain. So after a couple weeks, we're thinking positive thoughts and everything's happening, hormones kick in. And sometimes hormones are not aligned properly and developed properly. So the old neurons, as they move around and they cycle in your brain to commit to particular electrical nodes and so on and so forth. I'm trying to shorten a very long topic here. What happens is as your new thought patterns rise up to be in the front of your brain in the pleasure zones, because they are pleasing for you, that you are becoming healthier, you are becoming happier, and so on and so forth. The other hormones come in and they literally ride over top of your brand new beautiful thought patterns. And then all of a sudden you're craving the thing that you were not having anymore. You were doing something that you wanted to release. So you have to hang in there and continue to practice to have those powerful, beautiful new thought forms so that the neurons become so massive and healthy and strong that when the old hormonal chemical reactions occur to activate the old neurons, what happens is they're so weak that all your new thoughts become a daily habit for you. All the new thoughts, the new neurons, I keep getting stuck on that word, the new neurons are strong enough that they're not literally hijacked. So that's what happens with New Year's resolutions. You want to make sure that you are really hanging in there and having as much positive thought with all the wonderful healthy things that you want to create and have in your life, all the happiness. Hang in there and keep having those thoughts and train your brain to think that way so that the new neurons are developed and they become just huge. Huge in your brain. That's what you want to live off of. I hope that helps.
We have an email from Jade, and she writes in, "Hi, Barrington and Mary. I'm inspired by your radio show, and I was excited to check out your website." It's the Barrington website.
Yep, that's www.barringtonawaken.com. Our Instagram is at barringtonawaken. Awaken, and you are listening, just for people who are just coming on to the show here, you're listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local GTA 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. If you want to email in, we're at instudio101@gmail.com. And again, you're listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. Okay, what's Jade got for us?
I have read your book several times. Each time I read it, I got more information about me and how important and
sacred
I am. Yeah. Thank you for helping me to love myself more. You mentioned that I am never alone. Could you explain more about that? You mentioned that I'm never alone. Can I explain some more about that? Yes, I can. Never alone means that you have spiritual guides. You have your angels. You have everybody who helps you to be who you are today, traveling around with you wherever you go, whatever you're doing.
And all of us who are of the one family from the original source.
All of us who are the one family, that's correct. No, you're never alone. You have the observer watching you every step of the way, the ones that make you help you to make decisions. You know that day when you get that gut feeling, you should have done that, I should have done this. That person is the one who's telling you, okay, let's do this, let's not do that. You're never alone. You're always with another.
And that's why going inwardly helps us to understand.
Tap into that source more so, and you will feel that person's vibration, that other entity vibration more than you're doing now without the practice.
And you can hone your intuitive skill to be able to relate and to understand what is there for you and tap into the energies that we're all about as a one source. So we've never left one another. We are understanding that inside of us, everything is divine and pure and good on a spiritual level, on a soul level. And we've got some confusion on the outside, and we're here to work through that confusion so that we really truly are in the truth. We are the truth. We are walking, talking, energy fields and light fields of truth and awesomeness, because we're all important.
We have Bob, from Texas, and he's thanking us for the great tips and tricks on meditation.
You mean Amen? Where's Bob? Oh, hi, Bob.
Bob says thank you, Bob.
Okay, I get it.
I don't know who Amen is, but Bob's there.
It's his, I don't know.
Maybe it's, anyway, so he's thanking us for the tips on meditation and the tricks. He said he's going to get the book, and great show. Thank you, Bob, from Texas.
Thank you, Bob, from Texas. If you have any questions when you're reading the book, please feel free to email us at, info@barringtonawaken.com. Okay, so Chuck types to us.
Happy Chuck from BC.
From BC, okay. Oh, I'm going to be going there next summer. Happy New Year to you. Love the show. Oh, I live in Vancouver, BC. Okay, now we know that's awesome. Okay,
British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah, lovely place to visit.
We're around the world. We sort of have to tell them.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck, for listening in and for emailing us and for being a part of what we're doing here to help everyone or to share information that we can truly understand what we're here for on the planet. What is our life purpose? Barrington tells us several times continually that we're here to experience true love. And I know that there's many versions of love. And what is true love, Barrington? Tell us what that is for you.
Wow. Just like that.
Yep. All the fairness and all the...
Throwing it out there. How about just you loving you unconditionally? And it doesn't necessarily mean you to a partner, to a boss, to anything. It's just you loving you unconditionally and loving everybody that you meet unconditionally. The same way, like I said earlier, the way you would love your neighbor as you would your own son. If we're all connected, we're all the same. We're one person within one family. You can't be any different than the family across the street or next door or down the road or in the grocery store. They are, and you are a part of them. The one love is just what exists. It's an entity within itself. There's no reason to feel ill about anybody, just pure, true love.
Okay, awesome. What I've also looked at over the years is I know that we're here as an essence and with an intelligence, and we are in a physical body with a personality. I believe that we are here to assist the personality to be wiser, to be more clear with intent through accuracy and through truth. And as we look around at each other's personality, that's where, you know, we kind of draw our own inner strength through to understand that every personality that is here on the planet is being educated through experience. Every personality has a choice to seek truth, to do the things that are healthy. And sometimes you hear that that other side of ourselves or the personality that's saying, you know, eat the unhealthy food or don't meditate today or don't connect. Don't do what helps for self to become the best that self can be. And that's where we need to train our thoughts so that we don't speak to ourselves in those ways. And we speak positively and accurately. And we give ourselves a big hug and tell our personality that it has to come through that and come down that road of enlightenment where we're not harming ourselves and we're not hurting other people. We're not doing things that are unhealthy or uncaring. So you can have a little chat with your personality and begin to be that powerhouse that you are as a spiritual essence, as a soul essence, however you want to perceive that heart, soul, and spirit, to be able to guide your personality, because it can be very childlike at times or defiant, and that's, you're in that vehicle. However, you are not just that vehicle, which is the physical body.
Another topic we want to touch on is the Akasha records. Now, a lot of people ask me, what are they? Where does it come from? Well, you were talking a minute ago, Mary, about your purpose and why you're here, what you should be experiencing. I think before we got here, we made a plan as to what we're going to do when we're here. And that's what the Akasha record is all about. You wrote it yourself before you showed up here. I know it's big and I'm throwing it out there, but it does exist. And it's your personal records of you as to who you
are. Okay. I look at that like the energy that I am, the essence that I am, is a living library. I don't call it the Akasha Records anymore I'll tell you why I don't call it the Akasha Records. I've been with students, and they've paid thousands of dollars to be able to read the Akasha Records, or been able to, the people who are, not everybody, some of these facilitators are charging thousands of dollars for people to get into the Akasha Records. And I'm talking...
Shame on them.
Thousands. Okay, so I was with Huns Butzman in the Yucatan, who is a Mayan elder, and he gave us the most beautiful teaching. I was standing beside a tree, and everyone was in the restaurant, and I felt like the energy in the tree was just downloading information into me. And I asked Huns Butzman what was that, and he said that the tree, energy speaks to energy, and we are all the living library, and my living library is all of the experiences that I have, because they make up the energy, the essence of what I am. And he said, freely, without paying any money out whatsoever, you can tap into your own living library. And there are times, beautiful, profound, magical, sacred times, when nature decides that it wants to share its living library with you, be a tree, a plant, a stone, a bird, an animal. And he said, let that happen, because that's when you've reached a certain level of awareness and tapped into that pure consciousness where it starts to share information. So that's my take on that. And we have Dave here, who I'm going to answer Dave's question or his comment. I understand loving me unconditionally, but hey, Barrington, do a dating show. Ha, happy new year. Okay, what I want Dave to do is take himself on a date and let us know how he did. That's my comment.
Awesome. Going back to the living records or all these things that you've just talked about, I don't know that I agree with most of that.
Okay.
But we're allowed to disagree. This is why we're here. The records actually talk about something very important you mentioned, is that people are paying a lot of money and getting nothing for it.
I didn't say they didn't get anything for it.
Can get this same training by practicing your meditation. You can get the same result without paying hundreds or whatever amount of money. Learn to meditate. It will bring you there, and you can make the decision within yourself. I have a belief that I don't know that having this ability to do channeling and all these things, I don't know that you should be charging people for that, because everybody's got that same potential. They just have to practice it, and that's what we're talking
absolutely.
About. You just need to practice it. So just because you're ahead of the road on me, I don't know that you should be I should be paying you for that service, not you personally, about anybody else.
Yeah.
Because I believe if you've got this gift, it's free. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the world.
Everybody
shows up with their own ability.
Yeah.
Tap into it.
Yeah. And I teach people how to hone that skill better. And I do charge, because I live by myself and I have to make a living. And I chose to blend those two worlds together. But I'm very fair and I'm careful with what I do. And I'm a giving and charitable person. So I'm not greedy with what I do. And anybody who's had a reading from me knows that I'll stay with you until you have received everything that you're there to receive, because it's important to me that you leave with closure outwardly and with an opening into your heart to know more. So if anybody out there has had a reading from me, you can email and let me know how it went. You can comment and save me here. Okay, Gail says, hello, your show gives me a purpose in life, to love me, others, and taking time for myself. Your book sounds very interesting. What is your website? Okay, our website is www.barringtonawaken.com. Our Instagram is at Barrington Awaken. And again, you're watching reality, or you're watching, okay, that was psychic. You're listening to Reality Radio 101. And our telephone numbers are local GTA 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-9325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. The email is instudio101@gmail.com. And you're watching The Barrington Show, and his book is titled Awaken Ascension Guide. And at the bottom it says Barrington Channeling by Mary. And Gail also says, your book sounds very interesting. What is your website? Can I order your book from the site? At this point, we're setting up an online store. However, we'll probably be working mainly through Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. Again, we are in the beginning phases of working with chapters, and some of the chapters have the book available. Your easiest, quickest route is probably through Amazon.ca or .com. Thank you, Gail, for emailing us.
Awesome.
Okay, so here we are chatting back and forth. So, Barrington, when you meditate, what happens? Can you see what's going on in your brain? Can you see what's going on intuitively? I know you've talked about watching a pendulum swing. Like, can you give us a little, give us some detail?
Yeah, that's my description of what happens when you start meditation. If you can just imagine, you're looking through a small opening, like a window, and there's a giant ball going by it, like a pendulum swing. Okay, as it goes whipping past the window, you'll glimpse it. This is in the meditative state. You will see something, and it'll come back the other way because that's what happens, and then you'll see it again. Well, from the swing back and swing forth, you keep seeing it. You'll keep seeing it. And every time you meditate, you will see something, you'll hear something, you'll get something in small little increments.
And you might not be aware of what you're integrating.
No.
Like you said, you may get a vision, or you may begin to hear with your inner ear may open.
That's right.
Your inner eyes may open.
That's correct.
And yeah.
As the pendulum swings, it slows, you know, it's passing your vision of path more rapidly because it's going slower. It's not going slower. It's slowing down. So you'll see it more frequent. You know, so meditate some more, you'll see it more frequent. Inevitably, it stops right in front of your vision, and then you're there. You're relaxed, you've been meditating for a couple of years maybe, and you feel this comfort within yourself. You're changed. Everybody around you will say, hey, there's something about you that's different. You will not have the same outlook on life. You will start to look internally on yourself, and you'll feel a heck of a lot more confident and be able to take on challenges. Because now you have allowed the brain to get rid of a lot of the toxicity, I think, from what's been in you for a very long time.
And sometimes crystallization because of things that you... Yes, thank you. Okay, so I remember when I first started to meditate, I saw a very similar thing to what Barrington is describing, and I felt like someone was rocking me. That's how I used to describe it to students, etc., was that the rocking phases, and the rocking did slow to a beautiful form of light coming into my brain through my pineal gland. And when I meditate, I always start in my heart center, and I move up through my throat into my pineal gland because I find that that helps me to connect with my heart, my soul, my spirit. Soul having the wisdom, heart having the wisdom, spirit having a lot of movement for you. And when all of this merges and whatever you are made of comes together in fullness and completeness, then the light comes through, your light. So you want to have your light, recognizing it's not the light,
yeah,
it's your light. It's your energy fields.
That will happen eventually. We're talking to those. Okay, if you're the expert and you've been doing it for a very long time, great. If you're learning right now, you're just starting, we just want you to sit still and feel
Breathe.
Yeah. And get rid of
the toxicity. It does mention in your book, though, to start at the heart.
It does.
And go up.
It does.
Focus on that, too.
And I know that that is a little bit more advanced. You know, we're going, you're starting, we want to get you to do this for 3 minutes and then 6 minutes and then so on and so forth until you get the grasp. Now, it's going to be great for you, but it'll take a while to get to traveling in the body and seeing yourself inside, internally. It's going to take some time. Not for everyone, but it will take a little bit of time for you to get there. But be patient. Hang in there. Remember, our favorite friend is consistency. And that's how you're going to do this.
Okay, so we have Jake here from New York. And he's asking for a simple explanation on how to meditate. So sit in a quiet place where you don't have interference if possible, so that you can really take the time to go inwardly, even if it's for the 3 minutes we're talking about. Focus on your breath and allow your common regular thoughts to just float through. As Barrington describes in the book, to begin in the center of your heart and just envision yourself moving up through your throat into the center of your brain and allowing the brain activities to, again, just relax through focusing on the breath. When you breathe in, you'll feel your rib cage and your stomach should be expanding, not contracting, but expanding. As you breathe out, everything releases from your rib cage and your stomach, and you're able to just let go for a few minutes while you're breathing in again. Nice and slow, nice and careful, nurturing yourself. If you have any negative thought, just let that float out. After a certain amount of meditative practices, you may begin to see or sense light coming through. You may sense color or have a vision or a feeling or a sensation that you are being embraced with love. This is eternal love, everlasting love. And you may begin to see things. Sometimes when the brain opens up or the channels open up, you get really quick flashes of things that you just let them go. No matter what it is, you let it go.
Don't dwell on those thoughts. Just let them go.
Because
your focus right now should be on staying still and deep breathing. And as long as you're doing this, allow yourself to breathe deep.
And where you dream.
Allow more oxygen to come into the body.
Awesome.
After a while, you'll start to feel as if you're in a wave. You'll honestly feel light, like you're in a wave. And that's where you know this meditative state is working for you. Just don't try to go anywhere. Just hang out there for a little bit. Feel the wave. Block out the thoughts.
And the wave is our natural continuum.
That's right.
That is one source.
Yes, we are part of this great wave.
Yeah.
But you need to be connected to it, and you might not have been up until this point. So the meditative thing is what we want you to concentrate on. There's many areas. We're going to talk about this a lot as we do our shows, because there are people out there who are experts and have been doing it for a very long time, and there's others out there, we believe, that's maybe hearing it for the very first time. But inevitably, you're going to get on that path and you will start to feel the wave. Close your eyes so you're not distracted by what you see. Find a corner so you're not getting distracted by what you hear.
Yeah, and John here has emailed us and said that it's therapy to meditate. And that's awesome that he is using meditation to really move his body into a healing form and into that higher awareness where he can make other connections with his organs, his bones, his muscles, his tissue, and just to release and to rejuvenate and replenish. So that's wonderful.
It's awesome. Thank you, John.
And I just have a comment that I just want to slip in here about Akasha Records, Akasha Record facilitations, readers, etc. If you have ever taken any of the courses and you paid the money out and you received and you can access the Akasha Records, that's awesome for you. Again, it's all about discernment and research and knowing the truth about what you're receiving before you go in and you put the money out, because you don't want to be told things like, you can't access your own Akasha record until you give us $2,000. That's one example. And when this student came to me and told me this, I said, honey, you can just go and access this information on your own. It's called the Living Library. And I had taught her that, but she forgot it and got caught up in the classes that were presented to her. So you always want to be seeking out the truth. And to master something is so profound and beautiful to have in this life and to share it. I'm all for that. However, we want to make sure that we're really tucked in. And the Akasha record has actually gone on, and it is within those high, high resolutions where they can be accessed. But truly and honestly, everyone has access to the truth. Everyone. It never left us.
I think everyone is the truth.
To be the sacred truth.
You just need to know that. So we're talking a lot. I didn't realize how much time has gone by, and it just flew by like that. So that's a good thing. We're getting positive results on the email.
Well, we talked about the one source, that we've all come from the same beginning by the same method. That's our cosmic dawn. And you can call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter to us what you name that which created you, because it's still exactly what it is.
We've spent a lot of time today talking about meditating. And the reason we're doing this is because I think it's the nucleus of what we need to do. You need to get there and understand it and allow yourself to make that a part of your everyday life. You know, other than drinking a lot of water, eating good food and resting properly.
Moving your body.
But definitely we want you to learn and study meditation. And it's frustrating because, you know, your first couple of tries, you know, few months or what, you might not see anything. Hang in there.
And if you feel,
hang in there, it's going to happen.
Yes, thanks, Barrington. If you feel you're alone, meditation will help you to understand that you're not, because we are interconnected and we are with the will of being truth seekers and embracing you worldwide. So don't feel that you're alone if you're having those feelings. I know that it's difficult to understand when it's just so intense within you. Let go and let us come through and help you to know that we are an essence that can be received and embraced. Okay, so Lisa is emailing us, wow, deep. I know. Going to try all of this tonight. I need something to relax and get rid of stress. Meditate. Eat really well, because food will swell your body, inflammation, the wrong foods. It does things that...
Lisa, you've hit the ball. You hit the nail on the head when you talk about stress. Because, you know, a lot of what we're going through every day is because we're stressed out. So if you can figure out how to eliminate stress from the body, you're winning. You're definitely going to win. And I'll tell you right now, meditation will take you there. The more you meditate, the less you need to worry about things, the less you want to worry about things, the less they matter to you, because you are here for you. And by meditating, allowing yourself to get into this deep, relaxed mode, you're going to say goodbye, Mr. Stress. I don't want nothing to do with you. Get out of here.
Yes, and by eating fruits and vegetables, especially raw, you're getting the living enzymes into your body, which is shifting your hormones and the chemical reactions, which settle the nervous system. So hydrating the body with your proper fluids, nice fresh water, and getting in your fruits and vegetables. There's all kinds of proteins available in fruits and vegetables. You have to look at the living enzymes, and that's what's feeding your body and directing your hormones to behave in certain ways. So that helps to support the gut flora, the immune system, and the nervous system. So that will help to move those negative energies and those stressful energies out of your body, because you're cleansing your organs and you're supporting your lymphatic system. I know that it sounds kind of scientific. Get those fruits and veggies in and the water into your body. Monique, hi. Just tuned in from Whitehorse. This is an email from Monique. What is your website? www.barringtonawaken.com. And we also have an Instagram at Barrington Awaken. And again, you're listening to Reality Radio 101. And the email for Reality Radio 101 is instudio101@gmail.com.
Okay, so we're at the end. We've got 1 minute left.
You want to get that last email in.
Hi, Heather. Okay, Heather is writing, I have had a reading and channeling from you, and your information was the best intuitive insights I have ever received. Thank you. You are worth every penny and then some. Okay, thanks, Heather. Awesome.
Okay, so that was fast and easy. We're going to be back next week, same time. Join us.
Our official show actually begins next week. This was our beginning phases.
Yes.
To introduce ourselves. We have not spoken on the radio, so this is new for us, and we're trying to connect with you in the best way possible. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and come back and visit us.
You have been listening to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.